Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. Let's begin this week's show with a group that has performed at Mount Calvary many times over the years. Here are the King's Heralds with a Mosey Lister tune, Happy Rhythm, on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Brother, let me tell you how I feel. Tell you about a feeling that is real. Brother, let me tell you how the glory rolls. Tell you how it bubbles in my happy soul. Happiness is free, it's never bought or sold. Let me tell you how I feel, let me tell you.
There's a lot of rhythm, it's a rockin' and a rollin'. I can feel it movin' when I sing this song. What a thrill of feeling, movin' on and never stoppin'. Deeper than my heart, it keeps a rollin' and a rockin'. Rollin' and a rockin' and a rockin' and a rollin'. It's a happy rhythm in my soul.
Music ringing deep within my soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I want to shout. Makes me feel so good, I gotta move about. Brother, let me tell you, there's no single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy rhythm.
There's a happy rhythm, it's a rockin' and a rollin'. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a thrill of feeling, moving on and never stopping. Deeper than my heart, it keeps it rolling and a rocking.
Rolling and a rocking and a rocking and a rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul. There's a happy rhythm, keeps rocking and rolling. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a thrill of feeling, moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps it rolling and a rocking. Rolling and a rocking and a rocking and a rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul.
Hi friends, this is Jeff Pearls with the King's Heralds, and you're listening to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX.
Up next, another quartet that has visited Mount Calvary Community Church to share the joy of Southern gospel music and its message, The Old Paths, come Sunday morning.
The disciples were gathered. Sealed up in a garden tomb, and there in the darkness they were so afraid, unsure of tomorrow and what they would face. 'Cause on Friday the Savior died on a cross.
That's the Old Paths on Blessings from Beulah Street. In today's scripture reading, Mount Calvary's senior pastor Charlie Wood tells us the story of how Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the week before his crucifixion.
If you want to read along with me or just check out, I'm reading from the book of St. Mark. I'm reading the 11th chapter. I'm reading the story about Palm Sunday. St. Mark, the 11th chapter, the first verse. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage and to Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. This is a story that you've heard, you've read many times. He sent two of his disciples and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you've entered in it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here. So they went their way, found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said, what are you doing loosening the colt? And they spake to him just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out. And this is the most precious part of this story. They cried out, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. May God add a special blessing under the reading of his word.
Here's Mount Calvary's own Gidi Ajadani on the piano with a beautiful arrangement of Amazing Grace. Then senior pastor Charlie Wood with this week's message.
Thank you.
tell you, after the reading of God's Word and the playing of that great hymn, Amazing Grace, we could just quit right now and feel like we've been at church. Don't nobody say amen about quitting right now. I know you're thinking about that out there. But really, my heart of hearts, we could quit right now knowing that God has been in our midst and has moved our hearts. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yesterday when I did that service, and I always kind of got into the habit when I do a funeral service and I end the service, I always get the folks up and I ask them to sing with me on Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And I tell them, hey, if you don't know the words, come to church, we will teach them to you. A few people laugh. And then last night I was thinking and I wondered in my heart, how many times have I sung Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound? And I know it's a lot. We've sung it here in this congregation a lot. But I'm here to tell you that still, every time that I sing it, it touches me. Because it's the truth. Every time that I read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, it touches me because I know it's talking about me. When I read, greater is he that is in me than is in the world, it moves me because I know that he is talking about me. When I hear these great hymns, classic hymns of the church, when I open up my Bible and I start to read stories and passages of scripture that I've read time and time before, still when I read them again, they move me because I know that they are talking about me. And when I read in the 9th verse, in the 11th chapter, in the book of St. Mark, and it reads, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It touches me because I know that God has sent so many people within my life that have blessed my soul. And I know that they've been sent of God, speaking in the name of the Lord. This is a story that you know so well. This is one where Jesus, and he instructs those two to go into that town to find that colt that has never been sat on. I was wondering why. How come it's never been sat on? And then it was only the kings at that time were allowed to sit on those colts and ride on them. So when he rode upon that colt, it was a statement that the King of Kings has arrived. He goes in and the people, how they just absolutely loved his coming, how they loved the fact that Jesus was coming to town. They didn't read it on the teleprompter. They didn't hear it over the PA system. It had to be shared by word of mouth. Folks, there is nothing that is going to move someone's heart to God than by word of mouth. Simply someone saying, you know what? My life is not perfect. I've made mistakes. I've fallen. But I tell you one thing. God sent his son for me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And when you share that story by word of mouth to another individual, I believe that God is moved, and I believe that you are coming in the name of the Lord to spread his good news. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who speaks in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who sings in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who talks. Blessed is he who walks. Blessed is he who most of all shares in the name of the Lord. I'm excited about next week. I'm excited about today. But I tell you one thing, we've been working hard. We've been doing things. We've been trying to get things ready. We have to have this program outside because if we had it inside, I think we'd just blow the roof of the church off right here. John, you can say amen to that.
Amen.
When he gets out there with that trumpet and that thing gets going next Sunday, you'd be happy you'd be outside and not in this church like that. Because you're in here, you'd be going like this. So outside, that sound is going to carry and it is going to bless hearts. And I believe that there is going to be music that is shared, music that comes in the name of the Lord. We're going to try to do our best. There was a family that I read about, and their names were Harrisons. And I read about this family, the Harrisons, and they had just purchased a house. And the situation is their sale of the house and they're moving in was a little ahead of schedule. So the problem is they had to bring all the furniture in, stuff moving the house, and the folks even hadn't put the carpet down yet. So you know what happened? When they scheduled the carpet to come that day, what they had to do, they had to move all their furniture back out of the house, put it out in the driveway in front of the house for the carpet guys to come and lay all the carpet. Everything was going good, but then Mrs. Harrison looked outside and there was a lady that showed up, stopped her car and got out and started looking through her furniture. And Mrs. Harrison, she said, oh no, I've got to run out there and tell her that nothing is for sale. So she went out of the house, she got to the lady, before she could mention nothing is for sale, the lady says, well, I guess all the good stuff's been sold already. Terrible, terrible. Well, I tell you one thing, God has done some good things, but all the good things are not done yet. All the good things are still in store. I believe that as I see people starting to come back into church, and I love that. I love the fact that we are able to live stream, and folks at home, when you're looking in, God bless you. We love you over there, and we love some of the comments that you send in today. Just before the service started here, I took Brother Roger Wallace into the office, and there was a message on the telephone yesterday from somebody who listened in to Blessings from Beulah Street, and oh, she had wonderful things to say, and I could barely get Roger's head out of that office when I played that thing, because he was like, oh, God is doing good things. God is doing wonderful things. Trust me, folks, the good things of God are still coming. Things to look excited about. Things to just be thrilled in your heart about. No, all the good stuff has not been sold already. God is still going to bless. As they came in to town, and the reason that all these coats were placed down and all these wonderful palm leaves and everything was to soften the path for Jesus to ride upon. But then as they started out singing together, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, blessed. They just started singing that. They didn't have the music in front of them. They hadn't practiced as a choir, but they just started to sing what was in their hearts. Blessed, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When Susan shared in her prayer request this morning about Franklin Graham and the, God willing, the wonderful things that are going to happen for Easter service there in Ukraine, that ought to get you excited. And I have a story I want to share with you. This is back in 1991. Brother Billy Graham, traveling down south in South America to have one of those great crusades. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, they were planning for that great crusade. And they met in Buenos Aires. And there in that town, they had a local coordinator who got everybody together beforehand. And they met in a small Argentine town. And it said that the day that they met, that the weather was absolutely terrible. There were heavy rains, strong winds. There was actually a little bit of hail that fell that day. Sounds like one of our nights here. And he said, nonetheless, all the pastors, and that's the one thing I loved about those crusades that Billy Graham did. He always made sure that he got all the pastors together. One mind, one spirit, one accord. But halfway through the meeting, this gentleman kind of slipped in the back. They said he was drenched, said he looked exhausted. And they were concerned about why he was so late for the meeting. And later on, they found out that this man was tardy because he had actually walked 125 miles to be at that meeting. It said that he did not have money for the transportation to get there, but he wanted to walk to make sure that his town of 15,000 people was included in the evangelistic plan. I believe that this gospel that we speak about, I believe that it's worth sacrifice. I know that sometimes we get very complacent and we want things to be just right. Folks, next week, it may not be perfect. The weather might not be perfect. But I tell you one thing, God willing, if at all possible, if it's not raining, we're not going to make you walk here, although you would save quite a bit in gas money if you did walk here. We're going to ask that you simply come, be comfortable, and be a part of the celebration of a risen Savior. I love it when we get together and we celebrate a risen Savior. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yesterday, I had the great opportunity to share, to lead that funeral. I was so moved as people started to come in. And you know, you do a funeral like that and you just don't know. You don't know how many folks are going to come in. You don't know who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. And as the doors opened, they had a viewing from 12 to 1, and the 1 o'clock was a service over there. And as that viewing took place, and people just kept on coming in, and they kept on coming in, they kept on coming in. The chapel over Jefferson was packed. People were standing outside. Aaron, the coordinator over there, the worker Jefferson, came to me. He says, "We finally got him here because all the people wouldn't fit in the parking lot. Some had to park out on the street." And I was, wow. And I was so moved simply for the family because of such love and support. Then when that was done, and I want to thank Terry Lee, I want to thank Brother Kevin Brown, and those guys sang, they did a beautiful job. We even had a couple songs by Elvis there yesterday. We won't tell you who took part in that, because she was a huge fan of Elvis. People seemed to receive a blessing from it. We did that crying in the chapel. And trust me, there was some crying in the chapel yesterday. But there also were smiles and there were laughter because they focused upon her memory. There was questions from the family about events and the timing and everything. But I said, today, folks, we're simply going to focus on what a wonderful memory that you have within your heart of hearts and what a blessing that she has been to each and every one of you. Then we came out of there and we came here to the church. The interment was right here at the cemetery. There's a whole lot of cars here yesterday. They came through. They parked in all the spaces. They went out through the little secondary road. They went out on that road. People were just everywhere, and they all gathered in. And we went there into the cemetery, and we gathered around that gravesite. And I was so moved because in that same spot, I had been there 2 years earlier. I did the service for her husband, Lester Sr. At that time, there was less than a dozen, because at the height of the restrictions, that was all that was allowed in. Less than a dozen stood around that gravesite. Had the guys sing, and they kind of stood a little ways off so that nobody be fussing about us standing too close. And God was there at that interment, but God was also there yesterday as the people crowded in, crowded in, crowded in. And so many people came to me and they said, "Pastor, I just want to tell you that I would have loved to have been here when her husband passed away," but they said no. So folks, this is my commercial for you for next Sunday. Come on out if you can. I know people have got plans. I know things are going on. I know some people, I know the women have probably started cooking today for next Sunday like that. I love that kind of stuff, and I think it's good. Whatever you got to do, go ahead and do like that. But if God moves your heart and it works into your plans, come out to God's house and we'll celebrate a resurrection. And it wouldn't do any harm if you invited somebody. Trust me, you're going to be blessed. Knowing about Calvary, you're going to be shocked. But trust me, it will still be, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in this place today. You've given us a wonderful celebration of a Palm Sunday as so many people, those thousands, just simply cheered Jesus on as he entered the city, knowing that only 5 days later he would be crucified, hung upon a cross. But then we also know, God, that Sunday was coming And that empty tomb allowed us to celebrate victory over death. Victory, victory. We thank you for that, God. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for each one taking part in the service today. We especially lift up our prayer requests. Lift up my brother Terry Lee today and just touch his body, God. What a faithful servant he is to you, Heavenly Father. So, Heavenly Father, just prepare our hearts, prepare our minds. God, if it be your will, bring us back to this place again to sing praises unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen.
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 Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.